Good morning, and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Joining us now via the telephone is our good friend Willie Nile. He's been traversing mile after mile, tuning his guitar, putting it in a case, taking it back out. Willie, how are you?
I'm doing good, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
Everything is fine here. You know, we're looking forward to your appearance. In just a couple days.
I'm looking forward to playing the Falcon again as well. I love that venue.
Thanks. Well, it's great. Great place to eat. Great place to see live music. The sight lines are amazing. Does it ever make you worried or you wonder about compensation since, you know, it's a pay-as-you-donate kind of venue?
What's amazing about that place, you know, Tony Falco, the guy who founded it and ran it for years, never, ever charged admission. It's donation only.
Yeah.
You know, and the first time I did it, I was skeptical. But, you know, people came out. It was packed. It's been packed every time. And it's been very successful, very profitable. And it's one of a kind. You just don't find places like that anymore. You know, it's a throwback.
Yeah.
There's a music museum downstairs. It's an intimate room. The sound is great. The vibe is great. I love coming up there.
Mm. Well, we love seeing you there. And it's a pleasure to see you in Marlboro at the Falcon on Route 9W. And the show is this Saturday night. Now, Willie, you bringing the band or you playing solo?
I'm playing solo. I'm going to do a storyteller thing. My buddy Jeff Slate's opening up the show, and he'll join me for one guitar at the end, but I've written some new tunes. I'm going to play some of those new songs, and I'll play some across my career and tell stories. There's been a lot going on, you know, and it's the audience there is always. A friend of mine, a writer, he writes for the Associated Press, and has seen me with the band, I would say, 100 times over the years. You know, a good friend, very, always got great reviews from her and the Associated Press, you know, and the last time I played there, she was there. I didn't know it. And she came up to me and she was like kind of shocked. And she said, I've seen you 100 times. I've never seen like this is the best I've ever seen you, which really surprised me. I know the shows are strong. They're intimate, you know, because I mean it. I'm not up there faking it. I'm up there trying to be some idol. I'm there to play music and to tell stories about real life. And, and it's a feel good experience because I think music should lift our hearts. But she was, her response really startled me. You know, it meant the world to me that she would feel so strongly about, because she's seen the mighty band, you know, and she loved the show. It's funny, you know, we're putting out a new album out April 12th. It's a live album, live from Daryl's House Club.
And
it really captures the power, you know, the energy, the joy of the band. And I'll have it that night to sell. I just started selling it, and you know the band is its own magical experience, and the solo shows are just a different flip of the coin. But the songs are the songs, and they speak.
Yeah, so the new album, Willie, is fantastic, and it feels good that it was recorded here in our backyard. So it has, you know, a Hudson Valley vibe to it, which is good. I think that comes out in the music or whatever. I feel it, which is cool.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, the band had played a bunch of shows previous to that. You know, we recorded it in September of 22 with Daryl's, and that the band was a well-oiled grease. We had opened up for The Who at Woodstock, you know, not long before that. So the band was in really good shape, and it was just one of those nights. Well, the band is always good, always strong, but everything clicked, and it was recorded great, and the vibe is just joyful. It's a really uplifting experience, so I'm just really happy to have captured that on.
Yeah, you caught that one. That one did not get away. You captured it, which is great. Really, and Peter at Daryl's House, he's fantastic.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he did a great job. He recorded your set, and of course, you got to hear it and was like, this is the one.
It's exactly. There's no overdubs, no nothing. Yeah. That's the show. That's what we did, and Pete did a great job. And he actually showed up late, and he really threw it together. And he just literally was able to record before he walked on stage. And wow. I'm very, very grateful we got that.
Yeah.
We have it documented.
Yeah, indeed. Documented, captured, and folks, you can buy the new record live at Daryl's house. And Willie is, as he mentioned, going to have them available for you. So you can go to the Falcon tomorrow night, pick up a new copy of the record, and hear an amazing set from Willie. Now, doing shows solo, you get to explore your new material and look back at your back material. Do they ever fight each other? Like the older songs want to get heard more than the newer songs or vice versa?
No, there's always a flow to it, you know?
Yeah.
Once I know where I'm starting the first few songs, and then I just go into it and I wing it. And, you know, the songs all come from me, you know? So it's, the source is one source, and I just weave them together. I've got a couple of new beauties I can't wait to play. And, you know, the new and the old, they seem to dance together.
Nice.
Like that.
Now, when you write a set list, Willie, and you play solo, it's different than the band because you could explore whatever you want without having to talk about arrangements or anything of that matter. So how do you do it? Like, how do you have a set list before you go on stage, or is it, okay, I'll start with this and then we'll see what happens?
I have a list.
Okay.
You know, and I have a start. Just a few songs to start. And then on that page is a lot of songs.
I won't play them all.
I'll just look at the page and go, let's do that. I feel like doing that. So it's not, with the band, I'll have usually a specific set list. You know, occasionally I'll call something out. But when these shows, I'll just start. I'll have a list of, like, I don't know, way more songs than I need. And I'll just get a start and then wing it from there. It's always interesting and inspired and fun.
Yeah, I'm sure that goes in different directions depending on the audience and your chemistry for that day.
Yeah.
Wow. So when do you think you'll hit the road again with the band?
Well, I'm playing tonight in Teaneck, New Jersey with the band. In a place, so it's a club in Debonair Music Hall. And then tomorrow is Saturday night, which is at Falcon. And Sunday, I'm flying to Dallas. I'm going to see the eclipse of the sun with a buddy, and this friend of mine is a really good guy. He's going to accompany me. I'm heading out to the West Coast. I've got a solo short storyteller tour. I've got 3 shows in the West Coast, and 7 shows in the Midwest, and then the band, next show is May 1st. We're going to do a CD release party show. It's in New York City at City Winery on May 1st. That'll be the next time we play together.
And when is the album dropping, Willie?
April 12th.
All right.
So it's
days away.
Yep.
Well, looking forward to folks besides you and I to hear the rest of the album and to enjoy the brand new one live at Daryl's house. Don't miss Willie Nile solo at the Falcon in Marlboro tomorrow night. I believe the show begins at 7. So folks, get all the information you need live at thefalcon.com. And Willie will have you come as his guest. And then as you exit, remember to take all the money out of your pockets and put it in the box as you walk out. And, you know, the donations is what makes living artists survive. So your donation goes directly to a living artist, and they will be able to get from one place to another and keep recording music. And, well, it all comes through your help. So come on out and see Willie Nile at the Falcon tomorrow night, 7 o'clock show, live at thefalcon.com. Willie, how can folks keep tabs on you, find out more about the Live at Daryl's House record? What's the best way online?
Well, if they go, you know, willienile.com, that can take them to a lot of things, our Facebook, social media pages and stuff. We're pretty active on Facebook and Instagram and whatnot. And willienile.com is probably the place to start. You know, and I would say this, how unique the Falcon is, you know, after having been very skeptical going up the first time, no ticket price, what?
Yeah.
People have been so great, so generous. It's always been magical, and it's packed. So if you're going to come, you know, come early, the food's great, and I can't wait. I love playing there. Mm. It's a special place. And it's Tony Sunley, you know, Tony passed during COVID, yeah. You know, and Lee's taken it over, and he's continued with just donations. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's
it is.
Old school.
Well, thanks, Willie, for what you do. Thanks for putting out essential music for years, and you're not stopping, and we appreciate that. So to get a capture of a live set from 2022 in Pawling, New York, and release it to the world, we're proud that it's here in the Hudson Valley, and we are so happy that you love the Hudson Valley and keep coming back for more. So we'll come out and support you tomorrow night at the Falcon in Marlboro.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thanks for taking the time, brother. Thank you so much for the kind words.
It's always a pleasure.
All right, buddy.
This is the...
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that this is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, and we'll be right back with some more musical diversity after these messages. And don't miss Willie Nile tomorrow live at the Falcon in Marlboro.